Two, one. Hello, this is episode two of the Callcast. I am back. I am one of your three hosts, and if your host would like to introduce themselves again, that way, if you haven't heard our host names.
Hi, I'm Jaden. I'm news editor of the Call.
I'm Jessica. I'm the feature editor of the Call.
And I'm Cameron. I'm the sports editor, and today we have a special guest. Yeah, we got a special guest. We actually got a guest on this young and new podcast. So if you'd like to introduce yourself, say hi, do whatever you want.
Hi, my name's Ella Kina. I'm a senior at Old Lake Central.
All right. Glad to have you here.
Glad to be here.
How does it feel to be the first ever guest on this up-and-coming brand new podcast that all the critics are saying this is going to be the best thing since sliced bread?
You know, it's just such a huge honor. Never been in a circus my whole life.
Yeah, it's going to be a wild, fun episode we got here going. So, and first
getting
of all,
crazy episode two.
Yeah, crazy episode two. If you haven't heard episode one already, I highly suggest you turn this episode off right now and you go listen to episode one. And yeah, you need to go do that right now.
We talk about North Korea and UFOs.
Yeah, North Korea and UFOs. It's great. So, I guess we should just hit the ground running here. Ella, what are your thoughts and reactions to, like, the whole COVID-19 situation?
Honestly, I think it's really crazy, and I also think it's going to go on for a lot more time. Like, I especially think it's crazy that, like, even in far in the future, is like, fall, colleges don't even know what they're going to do about, like, September. But we're still trying to open in May, everything, so I don't think that's going to work out too well. Right.
Yeah.
And what have we been doing to keep occupied and stay sane through this whole quarantine?
Homework. Lots of homework. I've been working a lot. I worked like 6 days last week, and I have four this week.
Wow. Some people are kind of crazy.
I do. I work at Taco Bell.
No,
are people being, you know, respectful or crazy or?
Yeah, usually people are pretty nice. When a lady came through and she gave everybody like a $15 Red Robin's gift card, sometimes people give us like gifts even though we're not supposed to take them. Like, everybody's usually really nice. But yesterday we had this really crazy guy come through. Yesterday we were giving out like free tacos. It was Taco Tuesday. And so they're like pretty busy because, you know, people want a free taco. And so this guy came through the drive-thru and like we gave him his food, everything. And then we realized after, oh, like we forgot one of his items. So he's probably going to come back around, right? And so he stops outside, like, the front doors where people would, like, come in if you were allowed to eat inside. And he just starts banging on the door. And we're like, what? Like, this guy is huge. And, like, he looks like he could kill us. And I'm like, we're not letting you inside. Like, we can't let you inside anyways. We're not going to let you inside while you're screaming.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, I'm not waiting in that line. And we're like, we're not letting you inside. Oh, my God.
Right, like, what's the alternative?
Yeah, it was like... and drive around and get your Mexican pizza if you want, but oh my gosh.
Dang.
Yeah, I wish I would have known it's free tacos on Tuesday.
It was the last one, too.
Free tacos?
Man.
I know.
What promos do you guys have going soon? Any more free tacos?
Yeah, any more free tacos? No free shots to Taco Bell?
No. I mean, if you complain about something, we're supposed to give you, like, a free food coupon, but...
Ooh.
I mean, don't do that.
Not that you're promoting it, but...
True.
Yeah, just, you know, don't go into your local Taco Bell and complain that, you know, your taco was terrible. Definitely don't do that.
Don't get someone fired.
Yeah, don't do that.
Use this information, you know, for good.
Yeah, use it for good.
I'm pretty sure there is a way to get free food, though, is if, like, on the back of your receipt, there's, like, a survey you can take or whatever, and there's, like, a chance you get free food from that. I think a lot of fast food places do that.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Cool.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. No free shots to Taco Bell. Like, unless you're sponsoring this, Taco Bell.
We're still waiting to hear from that Speedway sponsorship.
Yeah, I want a sponsor from Speedway so bad. Like... I think it's Speedway that does the $1 coffee, right?
I don't know, do they?
I
have no idea.
I know there's a gas station that does $1 coffee, and it's, like, awesome.
Huh.
Well, the coffee's not.
I'm not a big fan of
because
gas
it's a dollar,
station.
But... Still, $1 coffee. On the road, $1 coffee. Oh,
that
yeah.
That was slap.
Oh, yeah.
That was good to me.
Definitely.
Yeah. So,
what are other things that you guys have been doing to keep yourself busy during quarantine?
This battle that good old cabin fever.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Lots of video games for sure. A lot of people are playing.
Oh yeah, and lots of dog walks. My dogs are in heaven on cloud 9 with how many walks we've been taking on. They don't know what to do with themselves. Yeah.
My poor dog, she's just like tired all the time because she gets like 3 runs a day and like 2 walks with it too.
My guinea pig's kind of useless. I can't take him for a walk. You put a leash on him.
I've been baking a lot.
Me too.
Same. And that's funny because I'm just not good at it.
I've been baking.
Yeah, so it's a good, like, one-third chance that whenever I bake or cook something, that'll turn out, you know, good or edible. But, you know, it's just something to do.
As long as I don't make cookies, you're good. I can't not burn them. I'm cursed.
Why is everyone burning
stuff?
Almost every
time I make cookies, it turns up in like this black, thin bread.
That sounds so awful.
Yeah, it's definitely not good. And it's so sad because, cookies are so good. So I want to be able to make them.
Sounds like we need to get like a cooking show so we can probably show you guys how to make cookies. WLC News, the cooking show.
Oh yeah, a lot of people have been doing a lot of, you know, like art, like painting, which is super good. Again, you know, I'm not good at it, but it's something to do.
I've been doing a lot of yard work too. Get outside.
Oh yeah.
You know, just because we're staying at home order doesn't mean you can't enjoy the sunshine.
I pull weeds, and I definitely would rather stay inside than go pull weeds.
Yeah, it was 70 degrees yesterday, which was super nice.
Oh, it was so nice out yesterday.
Right, I think it's nice right now. It's raining.
Yeah. And then it's like rainy today, which kind of sucks. But I went out on a walk when it was cloudy and not rainy. It was still pretty warm.
Really?
Yeah. It was like 60.
It's supposed to be really nice on Saturday.
Ooh. That's good.
Yeah, so like definitely when we have like, you know, Michigan weather, when it wants to cooperate, go out there and just utilize the weather. Go outside.
But stay 6 feet away from your neighbors.
Yeah, stay 6 feet away.
And everyone else, yeah.
Like, you know, social distance, be smart. Don't go into like a mosh pit of people. That's just a dumb idea. Don't do that.
Huh.
Yeah.
Just like mosh pits around the corner.
Don't go into those.
Yeah, don't.
Did you guys hear about the, I think it was Ferndale, the pop-up parade that they've been having?
Oh, no. I haven't heard about that.
What's that?
I was just watching on the news. It made my day. Apparently some group in Ferndale has been dressing in like gigantic inflatable, like, dinosaur, pink unicorn, like you name it, and they walk 6 feet away and just parade their random subdivisions.
That's awesome. Tail.
We should start doing that, just like around the area.
I'll get JR in his panda costume and get it to do it around my neighborhood.
Yeah. I'm just gonna start doing that around my 10 house neighborhood. What's Jaden doing?
I noticed people, like, whenever there's, like, a birthday in my neighborhood, there's, like, a lot of cars that will line in, and there's, like, birthday signs and, like, this painted on their cars, too, and they'll, like, honk at the house. That's the one thing that annoys me is, like, the honking at the house, but I'm like, that's pretty cool, though. Like, there's just a parade of happy birthday cars coming into the neighborhood.
Okay, yeah, we did that for one of my friends a little while ago, and then everyone would, like, run up to the door, like, drop the gift on the front porch, and then go run back to their car or something.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of those. Yeah, so that's super. That's just another way that people are adapting in this time.
Yeah, hopefully we don't have to. I know I saw this video of like the whole adapt to the social distancing, and these people had like arm grip things. and they extend it outward and like shaking hands with them and they're like, oh, how are you doing? That. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, the lost art of handshakes. You know, the way things used to be.
You know, I never really saw the point of handshakes. They're kind of gross to begin with.
My hands are always sweaty.
Yeah. Plus, you don't know where the other person's hand been. Like, did they wash their hands after they used the restroom? Like,
we got Yeah, hopefully that's one of those things that kind of fade out after this.
Well, but, like, what do we do?
Fist bumps are just so elaborate.
Yeah. But, like, the last day of school, I saw a lot of people doing, like, foot touches, and, like, instead of handshakes, like, kicking each other's feet or something.
Or the elbow touches. I saw that.
Yeah.
It's also just more fun.
What about just...
kids really go around shaking each other's hands all day, but now we're all, like, elbow bumping and...
or even high fives and stuff, like...
That's right. Yeah.
I saw,
ankle shaking. Don't go around shaking people's hands.
Yeah. You know, just go up to them.
And sneeze into your elbow.
Yeah, cough and sneeze into your elbow. Like, perfect common sense. Please do that, guys.
Yeah, even you know, when there's not a pandemic, just do that. And yeah. Also, you know, wash your hands still.
Yeah, wash your hands.
I feel like that's a downside of wearing a mask, though, because when you do cough or sneeze, it goes right back into your face. Like, you can't even touch your elbow like this.
True.
And when you're wearing it for a while, and it's like, your hot breath.
Oh, it's so sweaty. After for 7 hours, it's so sweaty, it's awful.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I wouldn't want to do that, but, you know.
Thank you for our essential workers.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Ella, for your job as an essential worker.
No problemo. Come visit through the drive-thru.
All right.
There's a house in my neighborhood. They have, like, a Beaumont hospital sign. It's like a thank you, essential worker works here. Like, and everyone keeps honking every time they go by the house, like, for honk for healthcare workers or whatever the phrase is.
I saw one of those in my neighborhood, too.
Uh-huh.
That's nice. That's good that people are being appreciative, because especially on the doctors and nurses, this has been really, really, you know, harmful for their mental health, and really hard because they have to, like, choose who gets ventilators. And
not to mention, like, the long hours they're working too.
Equipment to do their job,
right? And also, you know, people with COVID-19 aren't the only people in the hospitals.
Yeah.
Because that's true.
Like, just shout out to, like, all the doctors and nurses, like, for, like, especially because there's a shortage of, like, nurses and doctors too. Like, you know, they're working long hours, tired, mentally exhausted, and still just helping people.
No free shout outs, but shout
outs.
A good exception.
Yeah, they're the exception.
Thank you, all essential workers across the board. For all the selflessness, the sacrifices you've made in this time.
Yeah, thank you. To all the cops, the firefighters, everybody.
And the normal citizen.
Yeah, don't go in protest. I find that stupid. Why? Why?
Especially if you're going to put yourself in danger by protesting, if you're not going to wear a mask, and if you're going to stand next to each other, like, you're trying to wipe yourself out at the same time.
Yeah, it's just people that are sick of it, but they're definitely not making the right decisions in that case.
I know the people in Michigan, like, brought up, like, some states, like, you know, Georgia, Texas, and other states are starting to open, but we're not Georgia and Texas, okay?
Right, we have a lot of cases, especially in Wayne County and Oakland County are the most in state.
Yeah.
So, and Texas is Texas. They're going to do whatever they want. That's
I mean, Texas is its own country.
Like, down south, there's a lot more spread out. Like, we live in a metropolitan area with easily a million people.
Right.
Like, there's a difference between if you live on, like, a giant ranch with, like, a population density of, like, 7 or something, as opposed to a city with a million people in it.
And there is
there's no one solution fits all. It's everyone needs to look at their own numbers and figure it out for themselves and their area.
Oh, and also, don't drink bleach. Inject yourself.
Don't inject yourself with fish tank cleaner.
That's horrible. that whole thing. It doesn't matter if, you know, or if the president was joking or whatever that was. There has been a rise in poison control calls since that. Like, don't do that. Definitely don't start drinking. Don't become your own doctor.
Yeah. Be smart. Just be smart.
Common sense. Critical thinking.
Yeah.
You know, going to Lansing when it's protesting, when you're near a bunch of people. You know, it's your right to protest, sure, but you're putting yourself in danger, you're putting others in danger. Just don't do it. Yeah. Just don't do it.
And you're making it last longer. Like, we all want to get out of our houses, but you're making it last longer.
Exactly. There's not a single person, especially Whitmer, that, you know, she doesn't have the intention of, I want this to last as long as possible. Of course not.
No.
You know, it's all about reducing the casualties and making it so we are able to, you know, have more freedoms.
The only way to beat this, we all cooperate, work together, stick together, metaphorically speaking, don't actually be together.
Yeah.
And the more we fight it, the more counterproductive we're going to be.
100%.
Yeah, we're going to punch COVID-19 in its face. Don't actually punch someone in the face. Don't do that. But...
Oh, yeah. You know, critical thinking.
Yeah, critical thinking.
You guys think they're going to be able to find a vaccine?
Eventually,
yes.
It's going to be hard to obtain that vaccine for the common public for a long time.
Because I heard on the news they, like, never found one for SARS. Like, there was just never a vaccine. It just went away.
True.
Right. Uh-huh. I know they're kind of similar, so I don't know.
They said
12 to 18 months, and that's to get it approved and to get it distributed and to get it where enough people have the vaccine to make it effective. That's going to be a really long
time. Got to get that herd immunity.
I know there's a university in Pittsburgh like that found a vaccine for polio. Like, they found a something with this. It's not a vaccine or any... I'm not going to say it's a vaccine or anything like that because I don't want to spread fake news or anything.
They've made progress on something.
They've
started testing on people.
Yeah. And they're just having issues with the FDA right now.
Yeah, I mean, as much as they want to regulate, go through procedures, we're kind of in a time of crisis right now where some rules are getting thrown to the back burner with these developments.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, just gotta be smart.
Just everyone do your part and stay inside.
Yeah, do your job.
You can go outside, but just stay 6 feet.
Or in your yard. Just in your yard.
Until further notice, that would be greatly appreciated.
Yes,
by everyone
please.
Who, you know, wants to have next year of school.
For all you seniors who want to look forward to your freshman year of college being as normal as possible, you know, we gotta work together in this.
Yeah.
I think I read something that said that a lot of colleges might go bankrupt if they don't open in the fall.
I know.
Yeah, because they're gonna be pressured to lower tuition because nobody's gonna want to pay full price if they can't even be on campus for in-person instruction.
Right, yeah. They're not gonna pay for room and board.
Not to mention...
Exactly. Like, you'd rather do community college if it's going to be online.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Because why would you pay, like, you know,
exactly.
And not to mention, like, the loss of the... Oh, wait, what?
So we might see colleges opening, you know, when they shouldn't be.
Yeah. And not to mention all the revenue loss from the athletics.
I think U of M was losing, like, $7 million or something this year. Because they canceled sports and football trainings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's just going to keep... Then they're probably going to increase tuition and everything to make up for all the money that they're losing now. And it's just going to be a whole cycle.
Oh, yeah.
A whole snowball. Yeah, that's, you know, we'll see what happens with that.
There was a university in Louisiana, I think it was Louisiana State, and they released, like, their revenue from all their athletics. And their football alone brought in, like, around $20 million for the school. And if the season doesn't happen, that's literally $20 million gone.
Yeah, that's crazy. So.
Yeah. So hopefully this thing just blows over soon, but with everything...
Doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, the warm weather could help.
Yeah, that is true. There is rumors that it's killing it.
Well, yeah, and because, like, influenza, it's SARS, like, all that is, like, seasonal. So since it's in the same family of genetics or viruses or whatever the right word is, like, hopefully we'll see a lot of the same trends with that, too.
Yeah.
Hopefully, but, I mean, that's just going to cause for another resurgence. Michigan's, that was my dog, Michigan's cold weather going to come back. We don't really have the longest of summers. True. That's true.
But yeah. Hopefully it just buys them enough time to find more effective treatments. Like, if, you know, if it's in, like, the 95s, 80% humidity, and, like, it just slows it, it can help our medical systems just find more better treatments.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
So, everyone, stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned. You know, it's not all bleak and darkness. You know, there's some hopeful stuff to be hopeful about. You know?
Yeah, like, because, like, people aren't outside as much in their cars or whatever.
Yeah, the pollution rate's gone down. That's one thing to be positive about.
No school shootings.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just reading that March was the first month since, like, 2002 or something in the U.S. Where there wasn't a reported school shooting.
Wow.
Well, congratulations, America. It took a pandemic.
Let's.
I mean, as sad as it is that the solution to solving the school shooting crisis is to just not have school, it is progress in showing, like, what happened. Maybe, I don't know, some good can come out of that revelation, hopefully. Yeah.
Right side. Also, we're probably not going to have any snow days when school does come back. Because, we have this whole system set up now.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, yeah. What if they, like, you know, it's, like, literally 4 feet of snow, and they're like, well, you had all them days off last year, so.
Yeah, they don't count this. Like, they count this all those snow days, and they're like, no, you can't have any for the next 10 years.
Oh my god.
We used this year's 6 snow days last year, sorry.
Oh my god.
I don't know if you can hear, but my dog keeps on sneezing.
You're fine.
I'm not sure if this is going to make it into the podcast.
You're fine.
Yeah. Podcast featuring Jaden's dog.
Yeah. Her name is Bella.
Aww.
Aww.
Nope, so we have two guests.
Yeah, so I think this has been a good recording we've had. You know, we talked about a lot of things, cabin fever, just all venting on COVID situation. I think it was very productive and just, you know, gives people some,
like... Has anybody, like, dyed their hair or, like, tried to give themselves bangs yet?
I've thought about it. I've been so close.
I want to give myself an eyebrow slit. That'd be so cool.
The amount of people I know who have dyed their hair red and just, like all, a bunch of girls just cut their hair short and dye it red. Like, I don't know why that specifically is the trend, but I know, like,
I think because red's just the color that girls go for when they're having.
Yeah.
I mean, like, a bright, 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 like, bleach, pastel, blood red, like,
yeah.
What's wrong with blue?
And you know, purple. Guys are shaving their heads, and there's also that trend where you, like,
bowl cut. Oh.
Cut off that one tail of your eyebrow.
No, I'm not doing that.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
No. Not doing that. I am not cutting my hair.
Yeah, definitely. I've been very close to dying or bangs, but, you know, I'm going to try to make it out of this quarantine.
My dad shaved his head.
I'm the opposite. I've been the opposite. I always dye my hair, and I've just let my roots... I have, like, 3 inches of roots by this point,
holy,
I think.
Your hair grows back.
Right. Once, you know, the salons and everything open, that's going to be... They're going to be trying to fix everybody's bad dye.
Everybody's
nails are so grown out.
Yeah, well, I know someone who attempted to cut their own hair and did not succeed, so...
Oh,
he's,
yeah.
Yeah. I ain't touching my head.
A little too. He gave himself like a mini reverse mohawk thingy. Like he cut it too short in the middle, and then like the sides are longer, and it just did not turn out how he expected it to.
Well, I mean, if you're gonna make any sort of physical change, I guess now's the time.
Yeah.
To mess up.
No one's there to watch you do it.
Yeah, you don't have to go to school, and everyone being judgmental about that. So.
There was like,
you know,
a
what?
Week
if you want,
where I didn't shave my
it,
face.
Right,
it was terrible.
Go bald. Do it. Bet you won't.
I mean, I guess you another know, good thing. If you're going to shave your head, now's the time.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And with anything, this is your time. You have nothing else to do. Explore a new hobby, learn a new instrument, language,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Crochet.
So much.
Learn a new language, shave your head, same thing. Whatever it takes.
Ooh, they should build, like, forts in their living room. Who did that when they were little? Like, you built forts in the living room.
All the time.
Oh, I've who did not do that when they were little?
Honestly, I'm, like, really close to doing that now.
That's a good idea. I might do that.
Alright, next episode. Callcast right. Crew, fort debrief.
All right, on Twitter.
We'll be reporting from our
I want you to
we'll
go.
Be reporting from our forts.
I want you to go to our Twitter link in the description, and I want everybody to make a fort and send in pictures of their fort to our Twitter, and we'll put them up on the video.
Broadcast live with Fort Callcast. Who wants to design the flag?
Yep, that's not gonna happen.
Yeah, if you guys do that, we'll definitely get sponsored by Speedway.
Speedway.
I almost bet speed. I almost said speed track. That would have been.
Not speed track, Speedway. Is
yeah,
the one
Speedway.
We want our sponsorship
speed...
from.
I wish there was a Quick Trip in Michigan. Like, Quick Trip. Oh my gosh, Quick Trip is amazing.
What is Quick Trip?
I've never heard of that.
Okay, Quick Trip is like a it's a gas station, obviously. But it's, like, a really awesome gas station. Like, I'm not kidding. This is, like, the best gas station of all gas stations ever in the history of gas stations.
What makes it the best gas station?
Hey, you know, you better be careful, otherwise Speedway isn't going to want sponsors after hearing
well,
advertisement.
Let's just say they have, like, an entire wall of slushies.
That's true.
Wow.
Yeah, entire wall of slushies. They have, like, there's, like, these rolly things where they put food on it, and you just take it from the rolly thing and like put it in a little bag and there's some food. That's what Quick Trip is known for. Slushies and 2-minute food.
All right. Another thing to look forward to after quarantine's over.
Yeah, going to Quick Trip.
Gas station.
7-Eleven might have the greatest free slushy 7-Eleven turnout in the history of 7-Eleven.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
All the convenience stores are really, you know, thriving.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So I think this is a good place to stop here. We got a little under 30 minutes. I think people are going to get a little restless if they've been this long. So.
For real.
But, I mean,
well,
you should be listening to the entire episode because you have nowhere else to go. But, you know. So, any closing statements, promotions, sponsorships, anything like that? No free shots, by the way?
Visit our website.
Yeah, our website.
WLTthecall.com.
Thanks for joining us, Ella. We really enjoyed having you.
Yeah, thank you.
Keep updated for the next student guest.
Yeah.
And student guest in the future.
Yeah. Stay safe
out
there.
One more time.
All right, and if nothing further, Callcast crew signing off.